And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 18th of May, 2015. It was on this day in 1860 in Chicago, the Republican National Convention, Abraham Lincoln was nominated for president. He was nominated in part because he took a moderate position on slavery. Two of his rivals, William Seward and Edward Bates, supported the complete eradication of slavery across the country. Lincoln was only in favor of curbing the expansion of slavery and limiting it to the South. And he had won over doubters from the East, Lincoln had, with his speech in New York City just 3 months before. 1,500 New Yorkers went to see him at Cooper Union. They were astonished at how awkward and ungainly Lincoln was, which then made them even more astonished at how articulate he was as a speaker. It's the birthday of Tina Fey, born in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, 1970. Mother worked in a brokerage firm. Her father was a university grant proposal writer. She was a high school honor student in the drama club, performed in a summer theater group, went to the University of Virginia, studied playwriting and acting, moved to Chicago after college, 1992. She took night classes at the Improv Training Center, the Second City, worked at the YMCA during the day, then started performing with the Second City. She traveled around the country, did 8 shows a week. 3 years later, hired as a sketch writer for Saturday Night Live, and she quickly rose to head writer. Went on to write and star in her own comedy series, 30 Rock. Came out with a memoir in 2011, Bossy Pants. Went to number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. And in response to people who said that women are not funny, Tina Fey said, "I don't like Chinese food, but I don't write articles trying to prove that it doesn't exist." It's the birthday of the director and film producer Frank Capra, born in Sicily in 1897, came to Los Angeles as a boy, worked odd jobs at the Columbia Studios, and began making his films in 1928, It Happened One Night, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, You Can't Take It With You, Arsenic and Old Lace, and It's a Wonderful Life in 1946. Frank Capra, who said, "I wanted to glorify the average man, not the guy at the top, not the politician, not the banker, just the ordinary guy whose strength I admire, whose survivability I admire." Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, The Veil of May. No more than a week, and the leaves have all come out on the ash trees. Now they are more than half open on the ancient walnuts, standing alone in the field, reaching up through the mute amazement of age. They have uncurled on the oaks from hands small as the eyelids of birds, and the morning light shines through them and waits while the hawthorn gleams white against the green in the shadow. In a moment, the river has disappeared. Down in the valley, the curve of sky gliding slowly from before, not seeming to move. It will not be seen again now, a while, from this place on the ridge, but over it the summer will flow and not seem to be moving. A poem by W.S. Merwin, The Veil of May, from his collected poems 1996 to 2011, published by Library of America, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.